Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Physician assistants. Now, I remember the first time I ever heard of a physician assistant, a fellow named Mike at my primary care doctor's office. He seemed to know as much as anyone about how to diagnose or prescribe for me when I got sick, so I had to wonder what made him an assistant instead of a full-fledged MD. Well, I'm not going to answer that question for you. Instead, I'm going to introduce you to our two visitors this morning, and they're going to answer that question for us. First, let me introduce Mindy Shaw, physician assistant. Good morning.
Good morning, Tricia.
How are you, Mindy?
Fine, thank you.
Welcome. And Thomas Antonini, also a physician's assistant.
Good morning, Tricia. How are you doing?
Good morning, Thomas. Thanks so much for coming by this morning. Tell us, what does that mean? We see PA. I see it on your coats as we sit here. Of course, our listeners can't see that, but we've all seen it on somebody's coat. What does PA mean? Thomas, what is a PA?
PA is a physician assistant. We're healthcare professionals trained in the field of medicine and surgery to work with physicians.
Which is why you're the physician's assistant. But, you know, I think at the time, the first time I saw it, I thought that the physician assistant was in training to become a physician. That's not true, is it?
No, that's a misnomer. This is a profession that we chose, that we have additional education after a bachelor's degree.
Okay. When you went for your bachelor's degree, did you think about becoming a doctor or a physician's assistant?
I specifically went into the physician assistant program.
You did? Okay,
yes.
So your bachelor's degree was in physician assistant.
Yes.
But it doesn't have to be, does it? Mindy, was yours?
Mine was not.
What was your undergraduate degree in?
I knew I wanted to work in medicine. I didn't want to take on the rigors of medical school, but I also wanted something more than a medical assistant or a nurse.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure what I wanted to go into, so I studied in a science field for my bachelor's.
Okay.
And as I went through the 4 years, I did research and I found out about the PA profession.
I see.
And that's when I started to go down that path.
And, you know, finding out about the PA profession, I think, is one of the keys here, because it is a relatively new profession, isn't it? How long has it been around?
That's true.
1965.
1965. That's not that long ago. I mean, certainly doctors have been around for a lot longer than that, as have nurses. Where did it come from, Thomas?
Actually, it was Dr. Eugene Sneed, who was a physician down at Duke University. He started the first PA program when he saw the Navy corpsmen coming out of the military, and they had all that specialized medical training, yet there was no niche for them in society.
Right. They'd actually been in Vietnam.
Correct.
Yes, and they came back with all this training, and then where were they supposed to take it?
Right. They were too educated to be nurses, and a lot of them didn't want to get into medical school, but they wanted to continue working with the doctors like they did in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So he created the physician assistant program.
And the program was really kind of just to get his arms around the kinds of things that physician assistants would do. Is that right?
Correct.
And to train them. Also of interest to me is that time of history is that there was a physician shortage, particularly in primary care. And boy, isn't that the truth today. Mindy, are most physician assistants involved in primary care?
A lot of them do go into primary care, mm-hmm. and then certain ones can specialize. Essentially, any field of medicine, a physician assistant can go into.
So there are specialties.
Yes. If a doctor practices in that field, mm-hmm. a physician assistant also can practice with the doctor in that field.
Uh-huh.
So you can specialize, certainly, and a lot of people do, but there is a large push right now, as you were speaking of the shortage.
Right.
There's a large shortage in healthcare in general right now, in primary care, for physicians as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a large need for primary care providers. So the push right now is for primary care.
Absolutely. Now, the two of you specialize, though, don't you? What is your specialty, Mindy?
I work in general laparoscopic surgery.
General laparoscopic. Laparoscopic, of course, meaning those tiny little incisions.
Correct.
And Thomas, what's your area?
Cardiac surgery.
Cardiac. So you are a physician assistant working in cardiac surgery, and you're part of a team, right?
Yes.
And that's part of the physician assistant approach.
That's correct.
Talk to us about the team approach.
Well, we work alongside the physician, and he always doesn't need to be present. We'll start by seeing patients in the intensive care unit in the morning, making rounds in the patients. Then the physician gets in there, and we make rounds with him again. We'll go over and highlight the patients, because then we have to go to the operating room and operate. Whether
okay.
we're operating on adults or here at Upstate, we also operate on children.
Would that be almost, for lack of a better term, almost like a triage function, where you're meeting with the patient ahead of time and then later on meeting with the doctor? Or is it different? Talk to us about exactly what it would be.
I don't know if I'd refer to it as a triage, because we have a physician who works with us, Dr. Dillip, who makes rounds with us. But we see the patients, we treat the patients, order medications, we'll take drains, tubes out as necessary, mm-hmm. and write the orders as well as a note. So we're really not just triaging, we're treating them.
You're treating them. So if I'm the patient, let's go from the patient's perspective for a moment. I'm the patient, I'm your patient, Mindy. When do I see you as opposed to when do I see the doctor?
Well, many times, for me, I have my own clinic on Tuesday mornings mm-hmm. that I run. So these are our patients. Initially, when a patient comes to the office, the surgeon will see the patient initially. And sometimes I'm present, sometimes I'm not.
Okay.
And then any subsequent care, follow-up care, post-op, pre-op care, they don't necessarily have to see the surgeon. They can come and just see me directly.
Because you know as much, and maybe sometimes more than the surgeon does about that particular patient. I know you're
laughing. I don't
know
about that.
I'm laughing
about reality.
I don't know about that. But certainly, I often spend more time with the patients and their families than right. the surgeon may have time to do. So they get to know me personally mm-hmm. better, and they feel comfortable with me. And, you know, they may come into the office and suddenly have a problem or a wound infection. I would diagnose that. I would order tests if I need to. I would write the prescriptions if I need to. And the patient would leave, not ever seeing the doctor, but certainly getting treatment for their wound infection.
Exactly, so, and getting the treatment they needed.
Correct. I mean,
because you are very well-versed and well-trained
so
in that treatment.
So the physician doesn't have to be right there all of the time.
Right. Physician assistants come under a larger title that many of us have heard, physician extenders and or medical extenders. And extender just meaning that you maybe have a broader base and can see more patients in there. Also under that title come nurse practitioners. And we've talked to nurse practitioners before many times on the show. But what's the difference? If I know that both of them are working with doctors, what's the difference between a nurse practitioner and a physician assistant, Thomas?
The PAs, we're educated under the medical model. It's designated same complementary training that the physicians train and learn under.
Mm-hmm.
So same type for diagnosing diseases and for treatment of diseases.
Okay.
Where the nurse practitioners are trained under the nursing model.
A nursing model, and it's different because the approach is different.
Correct. But we work alongside nurse practitioners very well. We complement each other. You know, it's a different name. Sometimes we're doing the same things.
There you go.
And there's a camaraderie, a very strong camaraderie.
Well, and the one other thing I remember nurse practitioners are allowed to do is they can practice on their own. They can have their own offices, even though they will still have a doctor who helps them. But they might have their own location, for instance, and a patient could go there.
Right. They can practice independently. We're physician assistants. We practice under the supervision of a physician and work alongside physicians. As you mentioned before, PAs will see patients without the physician present, and that's true. And we have a lot of autonomy as a PA, but we always have our physician available to call them, you know, to run things by them, you know, let them know what's going on.
Right, right.
It's a very good camaraderie that we have, and it works very well.
It's a collaboration that's all to benefit the patient.
Exactly.
And I guess that's what I like the most when you talk about that collaboration. From the patient point of view, it's nice to know that you've got people with all these varying complementary expertises all working around you. Now, one of the big complications I think there is with physician assistants, and you might laugh at this, but I don't know what to call you. If I get to the office, I call the doctor, doctor, because I was raised to be respectful and call the doctor, doctor. But you're not a doctor, and yet I'm going to guess that a lot of people call you doctor. Yes? Would
That's
that be
correct.
True, Mindy?
They do. And we make no mistake, we constantly are correcting them and telling them we're the physician assistant.
Uh-huh.
They just continue because they see the white coat.
Right.
And you're the provider, and you're writing the prescription, you're ordering the test. So
right.
they continually call us that.
But, you know, I don't know what to call you. Do I call you Mindy? Do I call you Thomas? Or do I call you Pa for PA? Or, you know, and it's the same as true with a nurse practitioner. We don't know what to call you. So I would say, what do you two prefer? And maybe we'll just kind of expand that. So, Thomas, what do you prefer to be called by a patient?
You just Thomas. Is
Thomas.
Fine.
Or Mr. or Mrs. Shaw, Miss Shaw, you know, in your case, Mindy. What do you prefer?
I prefer to be called Mindy, and I introduce myself as Mindy. And I tell the patient they can call me Mindy.
And, you know, I actually like that, too, because we are asking patients so much now to be collaborative and to be partners with their providers. And if we're all on a first-name basis, I find that to be much more collaborative than I'm calling somebody doctor and he or she is calling me Tricia. You know, it is a more collaborative process. Is there anything else we should know about PAs and about the program that's coming, which I think is wonderful, that people will be able to take advantage of right here at SUNY Upstate? They can learn about becoming PAs as well. Anything else we should know?
I do think it is one of the fastest growing professions. It's been listed in Money Magazine and U.S. News World Report when they have their rankings that it is one of the fastest growing professions. I think in general, healthcare tends to be a stable profession. Even when the economy's poor, we always need healthcare.
Yes, so, especially as the baby boomers are getting older. We need many, many more, primary care in particular.
Right. So I think in general, it's a very good profession to go into because it's very stable. Mm-hmm. It's always needed. It's there. And it's sort of a middle ground if you don't want to endure the rigors of medical school and the full training and certainly the loans of medical school these days. It's sort of a middle ground. Mm-hmm. And I think that's nice for people if they're looking for
excellent
a career.
Excellent. Thomas, anything you want to tell us?
It's an excellent profession. You need to have the passion to be in healthcare because you're caring for people who rely heavily on you. It's a very rewarding career, both socially, you know, personally and financially. It's a good career, but you need to put a lot into it and you will get a lot out of it.
And you know, I think that's good advice for everybody. Well, I thank both of you for coming by this morning. We've learned more about being physician assistants, and keep us posted on updates in your career. I think that this is really a great area for people to go in.
Thank you.
And listeners, we are going to take a quick break. Please do stay with us. This is SUNY Upstate Medical University's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.